started talking about seed to sheaves. In our first session, we spoke about seed actions and how certain actions become seed that we reap in years to come. The second subject that we covered last week was the subject of seed as heritage, seed as a heritage. Today, I want to talk to you about seed as an economy, seed as an economy. Now, while we live in this world, we all understand the dynamics of creating an economy. And we often use the word economy in the context of financial terms. But when you think about economy and you think about its definition and its meaning, it can be applied to several aspects of our lives. Now, the word economy itself actually originates from a Greek word, which we're all familiar with in the New Testament, which is the word oikos. And the word oikos in the Greek simply is the word household or house. And it's basically the management of a household and all the affairs that are associated with the household. But economy is also an area of production, distribution, and trade, as well as the consumption of goods and services by different people. So when you look at an economy, that's what you need to think about. Think about production, think about distribution, about trade, and obviously the consumer that buys the goods or requires certain services. The economies of the world are built on two basic economic systems, which many of us are familiar with and live in every day, which is called capitalism and socialism. Capitalism makes individuals gods, and socialism makes the state god. In a mixed economy like South Africa, where you have a bit of a mixture of capitalism and socialism, where the state has control over certain entities, you find that the divide between rich and poor grows every day because individuals and the state want to be God. And when I'm using the word God, I'm talking about the exercise of control over other individuals and determining the livelihoods of other people. So the kingdom of God, which is what we all belong to because we are the sons of God, functions with a different kind of economy. It doesn't function on the economy of capitalism. And this is why when Jesus saw the man with the rich young ruler with so much of goods, he told him, listen, if you want to follow me, you're going to have to sell everything so that you can follow me. Basically, he's telling him, you're following a capitalistic system. Even the man that was rich, and when he found out that he was gaining more, he wanted to build bigger and bigger barns, but he did not see the need to distribute what he had acquired. He wanted to just make sure that all the wealth was accumulated and kept for himself. And this is a capitalistic kind of mindset. Now, the kingdom of God functions on an economy called grace. It's a grace economy. This economy is different from the systems of the world, and it is built on one fundamental aspect, one foundation. That foundation is called self-denial. So John 12 verse 24 puts it very clearly for us. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. And this is where we get the initiation of a community, of an economy where there's production that has to take place. So the ability to reproduce or to produce is dependent upon self-denial. And this is where the grace economy is different from the economy of this world. Now, every household has a steward that manages the affairs of the household or the economy of the household, determining how that household runs. These are words that are very common in the scriptures. So the production, the distribution, the trade, and the consumption of goods and services begins with a very, very fundamental principle. That principle is called seed. So in Genesis 1 verse 11, it says, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb that yields seed and the fruit of the trees that yield fruit according to its kind, which seed is in itself on the earth. And so it was. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, which seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So basically, every seed produces after its kind. And it's a very simple principle. What you sow is what you will reap. Now, the production of seed, production begins with the principle of seed. But remember that the fruitfulness of that seed, its ability to really reproduce or become very productive, is also determined by something else, and that is called the ground. And the ground for us, who are sons of the kingdom, is fundamentally our heart. The ground is our heart. Matthew 13, verse 18 to 23, when Jesus was explaining the parable of the sower and the seed, he said, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart." So the ground is our heart. And if the seed is received among thorns, then the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word. But the Bible says he who receives on the good ground is he who hears the word. And the good ground again is our heart. He who hears the word understands it, and indeed it bears and produces, or bears fruit and produces, and some hundredfold, 60 and 30. So for the seed to produce and yield a good crop, for it to really produce something fruitful, it must fall on good ground. And as mentioned, the good ground is our heart. So grace economy, the economy of grace, and how it will affect our lives as sons of the kingdom, even though we live in a capitalistic or a socialistic or a mixed economy, you have to understand that the grace economy that we live by is the reception of the word into our heart. When we receive the word into our heart, it produces according to that kind. And that's the economy you begin to live by. So for the economy of a house to be strong, the seed of God's word must fall on the right ground, and it will produce fruit in our lives. That fruit that it produces must be distributed to others. This is the issue of the distribution within an economy. This distribution takes place through the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit who works in our lives. So when the seed of the word falls on good ground in our heart, it begins to produce after its kind, and the distribution of its fruit is determined by the Holy Spirit, who brings in gifts and works the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Remember that we have to trade or do business till he comes, according to Luke 19, verse 12 to 10. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, take note of the number, 10 of his servants, and he delivered to them 10 minas or minas, and said to them, do business till I come. Basically, trade till I come. You have to remember that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples when they were in the upper room, 120 of them, on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus ascended to the Father. So the Holy Spirit brings the 10 minas. Actually, one mina is 1 pound, which is equivalent to 300 shekels. That's 1 year's wages. This was the equivalence of the alabaster jar that was broken at the feet of Jesus. But that's a separate issue. We are trading with the lives of others because the Holy Spirit is working with us. People around us, are consuming the goods and the services we provide through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We serve others and we provide goods to others to demonstrate the economy of the kingdom of God. This is called a grace transaction. This is the grace part of life, where we administrate grace through our life. But it functions within the context of an economy. But everything begins with seed. The seed has to fall on the good ground. So we must not only see the economy within a natural sense, but also in a spiritual sense. Now, in Luke 16, verse 1 to 2, he also said to his disciples, and Jesus is relating a narrative, and he said there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. Again, goods and services. So he called to him and said to him, "What is this I hear? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be a steward." A steward, again, is a manager. Actually, the Greek word is oikodomos, someone who manages the house. And the word oikonomia, which is where we get the word economy from, is basically the management of household goods. So he was called into account for the management of the distribution of the goods of his master. And the steward was trading with two commodities. If you read it, it will tell you that it was oil and wheat. When he took an account of the debt that was owed and consulted with those that owed him money, you found out that he was trading in oil and wheat. Oil and wheat are the commodities of the kingdom. It is the spirit and the word. Now, as sons of the kingdom, that's our trading commodities. This is what we trade with other people. So while we are in this world, we must not waste the master's goods. We are stewards that are called to trade with the spirit and the word. Too often we are trading with our intellect. Too often we are trading with the wisdom that comes from this world. But we have special commodities that come from the kingdom of God. And this commodity actually transmits an invisible substance. Most times it's happening surreptitiously. It's happening without you knowing it, because of the spirit and the word that is functional in our life. That's a grace economy. And what people need in this world, while they live in a capitalistic and a socialistic or a mixed economy, they need the grace economy of the word and the spirit. Now, we must ensure that we build a strong economy of grace so that others can receive from us what Christ has entrusted to us. Seed must be sown to produce after its kind. Its fruit must be distributed and traded to the consumers of this world. The seed, listen, becomes sheaves when others receive what God has entrusted to us. This only takes place in a strong grace economy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. As sons of the kingdom, the grain of wheat has to fall to the ground and die, self-denial, so that it can produce after its kind. The seed we have received is called Christ himself. And you gave us the Holy Spirit so that fruit and gifts that we have received can be distributed to the consumers of this world. People in this world are consumed with many problems and overwhelmed with many situations. But thank God that we as the sons of God realize that it is a grace economy that allows us to function and live in this world. We pray that we will become more aware of the trading commodities that we have, which is the word and the spirit. I pray that every household will begin to develop a strong grace economy where the seed would begin to produce fruit that would be distributed to the consumers of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.